All right, we are plugged in and ready to go, and it's Thursday the 24th of May already, 2018, and you're listening to the Crest Files podcast with Adam, and as usual, everything goes over on my website, crestfiles.com. Lots to go through and check out, lots of videos and lots of podcasts to check out, and also, the podcasts are available over on iTunes. If you want to get them there, you can subscribe on the website, as usual. And I put them over on Facebook as well. So, the Crest Files on Facebook and also Twitter, if you want to go there. And I just recently put some more love into my YouTube channel. I neglected it. I forgot about it, actually. I set it up a while ago, and it's doing well. And videos over there do well. So if you're on YouTube, like the channel, The Crest Files, and check out the podcasts and whatnot that I put up there. And I've also just recently done a podcast just for YouTube. So it's not one of these podcasts. I only post it up on YouTube if you want to check that out. And on my website, crestfiles.com, there's a little YouTube player down on the right bottom hand corner, says Crest Files channel on YouTube, so you can click that and then watch that last video I did, just with screen recordings and going through all the latest info that I put up. I don't usually get a chance to go through it, so listen to that, and you can check out opensourcetruth.com, our other great website. You can see what's happening also at Nexus Newsfeed Australia, doing great work there. Check out Renegade Tribune, lots of stuff going up there as well. So we're ready to go. Alona Lahn is joining me again tonight. How are you going?
Great. How are you, Adam?
All right. We did a podcast not long ago, and we're just tuning in tonight because there's some unimportant event coming up in Brisbane, up in Queensland. So I thought that we would go through the basics of this. So, you know, obviously a lot of listeners here in Australia follow the podcast and go on the website. They might not know about this event. Any kind of events that come up like this in regards to health freedom are extremely important in this country, because we don't see them a lot, and we're under an attack when it comes to our health freedoms, and the whole vaccination issue. The world's watching now, and we're trying our best to get information out and help people with that. But why don't we talk about this upcoming event? Let us know about it, what it's called, when it's on, how it came about, who's running it, what people can do to get involved.
Yes, thanks, Adam. Yes, we have the International Revolution for Choice event rally in Brisbane on next Saturday, June 2nd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Queen's Gardens Park, which is just outside the casino, so it's right in the centre of Brisbane. About 2 months ago, I connected with an international group chat, and on that chat, they were organising global rallies, and the date of June 2nd had been set. So when I read that, I pondered on that for a little while. I couldn't sleep for a weekend. I woke up one morning and I said, right, I'm going to action that, because it's really important that Australia realises that medical freedom and the erosion of our rights is not just here in Australia. It is actually international and global. So I put my hand up and I said, yes, let's do this. And myself and the team up here in Southeast Queensland and Northern New South Wales have got together, and we've put together this event. So at the same time, we have Italy, Germany, Poland, Bulgaria, Serbia, America, and I think there's a few others getting on board. So it's pretty exciting because this is a global event. And here in Brisbane, we always have really great crowds. So I thought that it was best that we as Brisbane, represent Australia. So we're going pretty hard. And we've got some amazing speakers that are going to speak on the day. And at this stage, the crowds are looking like there's a big interest, and it looks like we're going to bring a heap of people in. So we're pretty excited, very excited.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How did it come about, this event? Is it something that we see in other countries? Has it been going for a while?
Look, I think the push over in Europe for mandatory vaccination or coerced vaccination has just really hit home. So in the last sort of 6 to 8 months, there's been a bit of a groundswell over there because Italy now it's 10 mandatory vaccinations to go to school. France, I think it's about 11, and there's a push around Europe. So networks have, you know, exponentially grown over there. So as I said, I ended up on this group chat and in amongst that, and the irony of all that is I can't even read half the posts. So I don't even know what they're talking about. But out of the mix and what I can decipher, there was this rally that was being organised. So, yeah, it was really ironic that I guess I ended up in this chat. As you know, I'm very active and I'm very vocal. And as far as rallies go, they're up my alley. You know, I think it's vitally important that people hit the streets and unite and form a voice. So the fact that I was in that, the right person in that chat thread was a little bit exciting, I think. And so I jumped on it. And ironically, I started the event and I started, you know, advertising and that sort of stuff, and the other countries hadn't done anything, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a little bit interesting, because I kind of put my neck out. Anyway, thankfully in the last 3 or 4 weeks, yeah, all the events have been created, everyone's on board. There is an International Revolution for Choice Facebook page, so a public Facebook page that people can pop on over and like, and in that you actually get the information from around the world, which is really exciting, because I think, Adam, as you know, over here we've been a little bit isolated and we don't get a lot of the information of what's happening overseas. So this is kind of really awesome because it's opening up our international networks and information, and so much information we're just not hearing with what's happening overseas. So it's pretty exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a brass knuckles attack on our health freedoms and natural medicines. And I think I always call all of this the health freedom movement now. I think the whole anti-vaccination thing is just part of it, but obviously the media have used that anti-vaxxer term as a slur now, and that's what's going on. But I think that's just part of it, part of this whole health freedom movement that we have now in Australia, because there's many aspects to it. Could be, you know, food and GMOs, chemicals in the environment, fracking, you know, damage to the our natural environment around us, you know, what they're putting in the atmosphere, you know, organics, biodynamics, pesticides. I mean, there's lots of issues. And so I think the vaccination issue is extraordinarily important, but it's part of this whole health freedom movement, and our rights in this country are under attack. And I've been covering this for years. It's really extraordinary because, you know, it's sad, because I would expect Australia to be leading the world in certain things, especially cannabis production and cannabis oil and these types of things and natural medicines and things. And in a way, we are very good here, but we have a backward, out-of-date, stale government that seemed to be stuck in the mud in the dark ages, you know. And it kind of astounds me that we have health ministers that are clueless and officials and MPs and all these people that are just absolutely clueless and seem to be hell-bent on taking our health freedoms away, and it's all we have. It's such an important issue, and we are pretty new to this, but one thing I will say about Australia is these people think they can push us around and we're going to lie down easily, but this is a country that has its roots in activism. And people will stand up, and they will stand up and fight. And I know it's taken time, you know, since No Jab came in. And, you know, people are really being pushed up against the wall now. And I think they're starting to see that this whole anti-vaxxer and pro-vaxxer thing, it's just a division. It's designed all by the media to just keep everyone fighting. and arguing, you know. And so I think these kinds of events and movies like Faxed and screenings and information is extraordinarily important in Australia, because these types of events that is going to happen in Brisbane, it's not something you see or I've seen much in this country, where you can get a lot of people turning up and to an event, because this is about our future, and it's about you know, our generations to come and our children's future, what kind of country they're going to grow up in. Because we don't want to live in a police state. We don't want to live in a medical dictatorship where we have no rights over our bodies and our children's bodies. And it's getting dangerous in this country politically, and where they're taking some of these laws. You know, it's getting a little bit over the top, and I'm hoping a lot of people are seeing this. And what are you seeing on the ground? Because you're an extremely active person in this health freedom movement on social media. You're always busy. Every time I go on your page, you're somewhere doing something.
Yeah, always doing something. Oh, look, this is just a mission for me. It's just so, so important. Yeah. I can see that we're on the road to nowhere. We're on the road to to destruction. We cannot sustain where we're heading. So for me, it's really vitally important that people speak out and they step up and unite. So for me, what am I seeing? I'm seeing a lot of unrest. There's a lot of fear with the people, which I think is obviously on purpose by the government. And you are right, there's a clear division with the anti-vax name. I'm being essentially a bit lucky because, yeah, I am. I'm going to own the anti-vax name because I'm never going to have another vaccine, and neither is my family. So having said that, I am for freedom of choice, in the sense of if other people want to do it, I can't stop them. That is their choice. And that is something that I'm fighting for. It's about our right to choose, and it's our body autonomy and that sort of thing. So in the community, what I'm seeing is I think people are starting to realise that the anti-vax movement, in exclamation marks, is not as radical and it's not as far-fetched as what it was originally sold to the people as. In fact, I'm having people come on board at a rapid rate of knots, because I'm saying this is about freedom of choice. This is about how many vaccines do you want jabbed into your newborn baby? There is unlimited vaccines which will be added to the schedule. So it is important that you come with me and stand with me, because what I'm advocating is freedom of choice. And it is something that we can see the government is down the track. They're heading towards mandatory vaccination, and that what that means is it'll be no jab, no job, no jab, no pay, no jab, no pension. And I can see where this is heading. So today I had a really, really, really important breakthrough, an amazing day today. So at the rally we have Jeremy McIntyre, which runs Australian National Review and is an entrepreneur here in Australia, with some really great ties. He's going to speak at the rally. And we also have Steve Dixon, who is an ex-LNP member, Queensland State member, and One Nation member. Now, he is going to speak at the rally. Now, I sat down with him and we agreed that Australia cannot sustain where we're heading. And we agreed on all the issues, essentially accept vaccination. He is pro-vaccine. But he did say it should be our right to choose without intimidation, coercion, bullying, blackmail and bribery. So today was really important because I felt we had a bit of a win. We've had a breakthrough. And like I said, but I'm seeing this, you know, in my networks and in the people that I'm speaking to. People are realising, yeah, it should be a choice. Now he's going to speak at the rally. And I'm excited for that, because what I'm hoping is that opens the doors for other people to realise this isn't a taboo issue. And in fact, it needs to be discussed. Where we're heading with our vaccination program and the necessity of it, or the lack of necessity, needs to be discussed. And it also needs to be discussed, the enforcing and the coercion. Is that necessary? I mean, are we all, pardon me, falling over and dying of disease? So I was pretty excited with today's turn of events. And out of the rally, we have, you know, we have a mother that has not one but two vaccine-damaged children. Her story is heartbreaking. We've got a doctor, a still practicing doctor, that wants to come and talk and say how he's been intimidated and bullied in the medical system. You know, and we've got the ex-MP that just wants to make change. He was in Parliament and he said, he watched politics and he said, we're heading nowhere. He knows that. He can see that. And unfortunately, he was outed. But, you know, all these people, we're all the same. We can all see that we're going nowhere. So it is time to stand up and unite together. And things like this rally, that's what that does, okay? And it is just a uniting of the people. This time around, I'm hoping for media coverage. That would be a nice change because, of course, we don't get any media coverage here in Australia. So that's another big issue. So let's hope this time, because it is so big and it is international and we are getting higher profile speakers, then hopefully we're going to bring about some change.
Are you seeing any change in the Australian government? Obviously, you're mentioning One Nation there. It just seems, as I said before, we have a kind of rogue element in the government that are so stubborn in their stance, they're just not willing to budge at all. But what are we seeing politically in Australia
with this
issue about no jab? Because it's upsetting people and dividing people, and it's then you're getting these events, and it just seems like every time they change the rules and they bring in more stricter measures in regards to vaccines, it just turns more people away and makes more people question, and they seem to be doing more damage than good, but they're not willing to sit down and do as you said and have an open debate and discussion about this. And you know, to see doctors being too scared to come out and even talk in Australia, it's a staggering thing in this country. I mean, where are we living, you know?
Yeah, well, it's looking like we're living in a dictatorship, draconian country. And where are we heading politically with this? Well, both Liberal and Labor have been bought, okay? The lobbying by big corporations, and this is what we will be talking about as well at the rally. You know, the lobbying is out of control. Australia's broke, and so big corporations own Australia and essentially run Australia. So, of course, they want to sell vaccines. And vaccines aren't for free. So when the government say that they're for free, they're actually lying to the Australian public, because the Australian taxpayers pay for those vaccines. There is no such thing as a free vaccine. So the lobbying by the pharmaceutical industry is to pacify, and if we sell their product, well, then everyone's happy, except for the poor little injured children that are being jabbed, you know, regularly and with 14 to 16 different diseases by the age of four. I mean, it's unnecessary, just unnecessary. I think the Australian government are showing a lot of cracks, not just in the vaccination issue, but in all around. They're in desperate mode. They know that they're going to lose because what they're doing for Australians is unethical and wrong. And I think they actually know that. And Steve Dixon that I was talking today, I mean, Australia's heading towards a cashless society, and that's all for control. You know, it's about controlling the population. The fear that is fed to the Australian public about these diseases, it's all amplified. It's not the true statistics. It's not the real facts. And the Australian government is essentially lying to the public to try and stay in control. Now, when a government starts lying, they're in trouble and they will be exposed. And what I'm hoping is that the Australian public can go, no, 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 out. You need to go. We need a new change in government. So with the rally, it's a uniting of all different types of people. And that's why we've said freedom of choice, although essentially it is for medical choice and that includes vaccination. But I think it's really important that other health groups and professionals get on board with the movement, because as I said, in the track, there will be no choice. So let's just stand up, unite now and stop this madness before it gets too bad or worse, you know? Yeah, so we've got major issues, Adam, and I'm just one person and I'm doing my best. Yeah, and today I did a post and I really called out for the people that are sitting back doing nothing, thinking this is going to go away. The post was about it's not going to go away. This is just the tip of the iceberg as to where the erosion of our choice, medical choices, are heading. So I would love for people to realise that now, I think, while we've got a chance to stop it. And I personally find it heartbreaking and tough when I see that people aren't going to stand up and protect their rights and protect and own their truth, you know. If you're going to choose not to vaccinate, own that. Be proud of that and go, no, I've made a decision, I've done my research and I'm strong. You know, it breaks my heart when I see people not owning that decision for whatever reason. And I understand the government is intimidating and coercing, but that's only going to get much worse. So if they think it's intimidation, coercion now, in the future, it's going to be much, 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 much worse than that. So, you know, I just put it out there and I hope that people embrace events like we are doing up here. And that they support it, because essentially this is we're doing this for everyone. It's not just for ourselves. I mean, you know, I've got better things to do than organise rallies and lobby and, you know, try and protect people's rights. I've got better things to do with my time. But I see this as vitally important. This is our future. So it's all about our future and the future of our children. So that's why I do what I do.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's... You know, even if I were to step outside the box here and say, look, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just looking at this situation. Like Professor Brian Martin, I've spoken to him a few times and they did a great event in Sydney with Judy Weilerman.
Yes,
and
yeah.
This should have been a much bigger event. And again, they had to text people the destination of the event and all of this. So there's that kind of hiding thing. And I think an event like this should be mainstream. You should be seeing events like that. You've got Professor Brian Martin from the Wollongong University and Judy Weilerman, Dr. Judy Weilerman, I mean, up there openly discussing these very important issues and the media complete blank out. It's tumbleweeds from the Australian media. You don't hear a thing. And that's the thing, you know, if you look at this... At this health freedom movement, everybody's willing to debate and discuss and have these events and have these nights and talk about this, even though they're demonized by the media. But when you look at the media and you look at the health ministers like Jill Hennessy and you look at all these pro-vaccination cult members and pushers, it's all smoke and mirrors with them. And they're just liars and they're constantly hiding in the dark, like Senator Richard Penn over there in California. He ran away when he was confined. Yeah. He actually ran away, and that's what they're doing. It's always smoke and mirrors with these people, and I think, anyone who supported the no jab, no play, no pay thing, you know, and the Jane Hansen articles and the Rupert Murdoch News Corp papers and the Telegraph and all this, I think it was all based on fear and attacks on these anti-vaxxers, as they said. But I think now they've run out of options. I really do. I mean, they don't seem to have anything left in their tanks or anything left to offer. And I think, in general, Australian people, Australian families, want to know more about the vaccination issue, and they're not getting it. And anyone can see they're not being offered anything by the other side. And I think that's why events like this are important, because... Obviously, tell me if I'm wrong, you want everybody there. We want this open
absolutely.
And everybody to go along to be part of the event, because it's such an important thing.
Yeah, look, as I said, it's about freedom of choice in the future. And I'm speaking to all these young girls and they don't even have kids and they go, oh, this doesn't affect me. I go, yeah, but it is going to affect you in the future, because when you have a child, they're going to coerce you and intimidate you into jabbing your child at birth. So do you want the choice? And they all say yes. So I say, well, you need to come along. And so the rally is a great opportunity to hear the other side when the other side is not discussed anywhere, and bring on an open, live, public debate. I'm there anytime with bells on. you know, the rally, we're going to have books there. We'll have brochures and flyers. And as I said, this just isn't about our medical freedoms. It's about everything across the board. So we will be discussing our medical cannabis, politics, referendums, vaccines. You know, we are going to cover a lot of issues in the rally. And I think that's important as well for people to say, okay, we're not just focused on one issue. We're actually concerned about a lot of issues. Now, what the government haven't allowed for is that when they introduced the no jab, no pay and play policies, is they essentially activated people like me. They, you know, never in my life have I been so controlled, feared, isolated, alone, uncertain. I'm a very confident person, and all of a sudden I felt marginalised, I felt cornered, and the government did that to me. And of course I was going to come out swinging, which is exactly what I've done. But other people have come out swinging as well. It's not just me. In fact, there's a lot of people. And so the government have essentially gone about this wrong. But I'm thankful for that because, to be honest, I probably just would have went along, not spoken about vaccines or not even spoken about any of the issues in our society. Now I'm very open. I talk to everyone and anyone about the current issues, including media censorship, the fact that Australia is broke, you know, and the pharmaceutical industry, the drugging of our kids from birth. I discuss that all the time with anyone. And I think everyone needs to start discussing all these issues. And we all need to start questioning how we got here, why, and what we're going to do about it. Because if nobody does nothing, as I said, it's not going to get any better. So, you know, things like this rally is really important. And the other thing is we've got buses, we're shipping people into the rally. We've got quite a few independent media people coming. I am going to contact all the mainstream media as well, so we'll be doing press releases tomorrow. And look, it would be great for them to come along and finally show that we're not just sitting dormant and doing nothing. And in the past, with the Brisbane rally, the first one, we had 1,500 people there. We shut down the streets of Brisbane. We have a police escort, and that was nowhere to be seen on mainstream media. Now, that is absolutely disgusting. And yet a dog will get run over by a car, and that will make the news. So people's priorities are totally wrong. Right? The rally is important. It's an issue, and it's now a global issue as we're joining in with all these other countries. So it would be nice for the media to finally give us a little bit of airtime and go, hang on a minute, maybe these people do have a point. You know, how many more vaccines are going to be added? And do we want the right to choose in the future? Well, I say yes. And I think most people say yes. I find very few people in society that want mandatory vaccination. There's no one that I know or speak to wants mandatory vaccination. So what does scare me is I have spoken to a multitude of politicians, including Steve Dixon today, and they do not know how many vaccines are on the schedule. And he was a little bit shocked when I told him that babies are given a hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Now, that bothers me because, again, they are being manipulated. They are given selective information in Parliament about our vaccination schedule. I mean, they don't even know. And so these politicians are voting on something that they actually don't know anything about. All they're told is that vaccines have saved the world and that they're vitally important. Now, that's not fair, right? Because that's only, you know, every politician you speak to talks about smallpox and polio. Well, what about the other 14 disease injections our children get by age 4? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so selective. And these politicians, they don't know. They don't know. And Steve today, the same category, and he started asking some questions. And I went, oh, my God, you know, these people have been voting for us. And they don't even know. So I don't know, you know, aside from standing up and making some noise and trying to make change, I politics, I don't know. I think it's broken. So, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to make full change, but maybe you can help me with that one.
I didn't keep it because I just didn't care enough, but I've been challenging a lot of them. for the last probably 3 years, especially with Dr. Rima Labo. We've been challenging them to debate on her show and this. I told you that. But I can't remember his name, but it was a rogue kind of reporter for News Corp. Wrote an article in the Courier Mail. I'm pretty sure it was there, and I just can't remember his name. He was one of the mob, one of the gang, you know. And that it was about that Brisbane event that was. I'm pretty sure it's that one. And he wrote an article on it, and I can't find it. And right. He just rubbished everybody and made a fool of himself, in my view. But he said something, you know, if you're going to turn up to this event, make sure you wear you know, surgical kind of masks to protect yourself from these kind of filthy people and stuff. But
really?
It was such a disgusting article. Yeah, but as I said, I can't remember his name, so it's silly to mention it. But I did end up contacting him directly and asked him to come on and explain what he meant. And
good on you.
And he didn't. And
of course.
I was originally very nice with him. And I said, look, you know, I said to this guy, you, whether you want to see it or not, or you just have too big an ego, I don't know what it is, but you know, these people are in very powerful positions, writing for these national newspapers, and they don't have a clue what they're talking about. And I told him that I don't agree with what he was saying, and that he was spreading fear and lies, I think it's actually hate speech. And I said, if you're going to get up there in that paper and talk like that, then you need to at least come on a podcast or on a show and talk to a doctor about what you mean and explain yourself, because she's a doctor. She's Dr. Rima Labo is a doctor. She's a medical doctor for like what, nearly 50 years, and and she was ready. And this guy just utterly turned into a troll. And then I went on Twitter, and he was bad mouthing me and, you know, acting like a troll and so another prostitute. But I've had that all around the park with these people writing these articles in national newspapers, but they have no clue what they're talking about from a medical standpoint. And they're just name calling people and acting so nasty, but they actually have no idea what they're talking about in regards to vaccines and vaccine science and children and how they're going to take this and how many they get. And they don't even know a single ingredient in vaccine. They know nothing about it. They just sit down at their laptop, they write a nasty article, and they send it in, and they get paid. And it's time to stop this and expose it and just walk straight through them, because it's utterly ridiculous. And as you said, a lot of these politicians and even health ministers have not one single clue about anything medical related, especially Jill Hennessy. She's not she has no background in medicine at all, or natural health. She doesn't know anything, but she's a health minister, and so is Greg Hunt. And these people know nothing about this. And Dr. Rima wrote this in regards to Greg Hunt about vaccines. What if vaccines cause autism and they make kids sick, and they cause Alzheimer's disease, and they cause diabetes in kids, and they cause attention deficit disorder, and they cause autoimmune disorders, and they cause infertility, and they cause genetic damage? What then, Greg? Because Greg Hunt is up there gung-ho, like a pharmaceutical salesman pushing these vaccines, but she's asking him, as a medical doctor in New York City, what if these vaccines are causing genetic damage and all these things? And everything that Dr. Rima told me 5, 6, nearly 10 years ago is all surfaced, and I'm seeing it all, what she told me as a medical doctor, and I've spoken to many doctors about this. But at the end of the day, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor, but these people who are in positions of very strong power are refusing to talk to these people and have an open discussion about it, yet they get up there continuously and open their mouths, but there's nothing coming out of any worth, and they don't know what they're talking about. And it's a frightening situation to be in, because this is children's lives at stake. It's your child. If you take your child into the doctor's surgery at the medical center, and your child's and you get them a flu shot or whatever it may be, or they start their round of shots at 6 months, and a severe adverse reaction comes into play, it's going to change your life forever. And it's such a serious thing. It's you, And I feel like these politicians, like Greg Hunt, they seem to just be they don't care, and they're not taking this deadly serious like we are. This is such a serious issue, and we're not getting the debate or the discussion that it deserves at all.
No, the politicians, and again, going back to Steve today, I mean, he said it's a game. It's a game, and it's all about money. It's nothing. It's power and money and control. And he said that pretty clear today. So the politicians essentially don't care about the Australian people. I mean, the Australian people have to start get that drummed into their head. These people don't care about us. So what we have to do is build our own communities, unite, be loving to one another, and create our own world. These people aren't going to do it for us. In fact, they're destroying it at a rapid rate of knots. So the sooner people, you know, can connect the dots and go, okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, once we become a cashless society, I mean, everyone's going to have to start bartering. I'm not going to play by their rules and their game. They don't own me. I'm a sovereign being. I'm me, and I didn't sign up for this. So they're creating a massive, massive issue. And I just do want to bring up too, in relation to the media, I found it really interesting. Whether I haven't seen it, but I have escaped extreme trolling and vilification. Now, I'm not really sure why. I think because, pardon me, I'm not going to read it anyway. But even if they are, I don't care because I know who I am. I really like myself. I love myself. And humanity needs people to stand up and speak out. And they have nothing on me. They don't know who I am, what my background is, or anything. And yet these people can make assumptions. And so when we talk about trolls and all this name calling, it is hate speech. It is hate speech. It is. And I'm disgusted that the government have allowed hate speech to happen. But then what that says to me is the government endorses hate speech. And in fact, they embrace it because if the community is divided, then they have control. And again, the topic came up today with all these different issues, you know, the safe schools, the same-sex marriage, and all the different little issues that are dividing the communities. Even veganism now has started to, you know, create divides. Milk, I mean, oh my gosh. What everyone has to remember, everyone can have their own opinion, but we have to live in a loving, secure, nice community, regardless of what your views are. And the government they're trying to divide communities left, right and centre. That's the game. And again, the sooner people realise that, the sooner we can all build better, nicer communities and all move on with a nice world. So today we discuss, like, what are we going to do? And so essentially, you know, people talk about moving out to remote communities and building communities and that and that. I'm saying no. Let's reclaim what we already have. We have beautiful cities. Let's just make them nice. Let's make them fair. You know, stop the over-regulation and the red tape and reclaim what we already have. I think everything has just got too complicated, too selfish, too greedy and just too out of control. So, you know, I was a bit pleased to have the conversation today with the next politician that we're on the same page with that, you know, and I think politics is doomed. I think it's going to take a little while, but hopefully people can wake up sooner rather than later and vote accordingly and or at least make changes in their community accordingly, you know, and make nicer societies.
I did post an article in Crest Files Originals on May the 13th. Australian MP Danielle Green called out using hate speech against health freedom activist on Facebook. So this MP, yeah, Danielle Green wrote on her official Facebook page, "Have you had your flu shots yet? I've had mine." She's pushing the flu shots on everybody, her family, yeah, and friends and everything like that, but she doesn't have a clue what she's talking about.
Then
when this person came onto her page and just left a comment in regards to what she said, Danielle Green said, "Another kooky anti-vaxxer." So, you know, I mean, what kind of is that offer? I mean, this is an MP pushing flu vaccines on her Facebook page, and then when someone comes in and asks a question, she calls them a kooky anti-vaxxer. There's no science in that. There's no credibility in that. It's just it's just acting like a troll, and this is incredible behavior from MPs, isn't it?
It's name-calling and intimidation.
It's amazing.
And that has to stop across the board. Everyone has to stop doing that because it's disgusting. It's bullying. And then we have, you know, campaigns on suicide and depression. And honestly, I sit there and I think it's pathetic because the name-calling, the depression and all the problems are coming from the top, and the government are actually endorsing the problems and then they're trying to fix it. It's just this big joke. It's a big vicious circle, and, look, if I could go around, you know, and shake everyone by the shoulders and say, hey, listen, wake up. This government isn't our friend. The medical community are not our friends in the sense of, yes, they're vitally important for emergencies and they play an important role, but they've gone above and beyond what they are supposed to be doing, and that is they are, you know, jabbing people left, right and centre, doing unnecessary procedures. And when we talk about people dying of disease, well, how many people do hospitals and the medical system kill? You know, where's the truth and the transparency in that? You know, we sit there and go, oh, my God, this, you know, and just today some child got some disease, but we don't, oh, that's right, no, there was a medical procedure gone wrong, right? So, no, it wasn't a medical, sorry. It was basically something had happened to the child, and I thought, how can that make news when there's so many important issues that don't, you know, and that is the real life and vaccine injury. Where's all the vaccine injury stories? You know, we hear about every other, like some person falling over and breaking their leg or whatever, but we're not hearing about vaccine injury. So we've got a lot of issues that we've got to sort, Adam, and let's hope people unite and we can fix it all together, hey?
That's right. Well, there was, of course, in Australia, the CSL Fluvax injury cases in Australia, in Western Australia, I think around 2010. And a West Australian girl, Saba Barton, was severely disabled after getting a flu vaccine. There was hundreds of adverse reactions and seizures for this flu shot by Fluvax, and the company was CSL, and so the family got a huge payout there, but she suffered from brain damage and organ damage and is in a wheelchair for the rest of her life just after getting a flu shot, and she was completely healthy. And I put up a meme about Daniel Andrews, who's the Premier of Victoria. He's now offering free flu shots to be offered to all Victorian children under 5. Now, what happened after this Fluvax debacle in Australia, the government actually stopped the Fluvax for under 5-year-olds, and that went global. Everyone found out about it. It's like, if it's going to brain damage kids under 5, then it's going to be completely normal for people, kids who are over 5, so that made no sense. And then the Fluvax was continued to be used over many years, and so you have children here being I actually heard there was a death. I can't verify it, but I looked into the newspaper articles. I saved a lot, and there was hundreds of adverse reactions reported after Fluvax, and this severe brain injury disabling this child. And so they did at that time ban it for under 5-year-olds. I mean, this flu vaccine. And here we have in Victoria, Daniel Andrews offering flu jabs for children under 5. And on the meme, it says here in WA in 2010, flu vaccinations for children under 5 were suspended after hundreds of children suffered from severe adverse reactions, with some nearly dying. I heard one did die. A Perth mother said after her child was given a flu shot, he couldn't cry, his head was hanging down in the car seat and he could not move. I was petrified. It was the most horrible experience of my life. So this is the Premier of Victoria pushing these flu jabs onto children who are under 5 after all of this only just a couple of years ago, a few years ago, in 2010.
Yeah.
And so what kind of people are these? I mean, people are going to put their faith and their trust in these. You're going to vote to keep these people in power. This is a human being that clearly does not give a damn about anyone but himself and his massive ego. This is crazy behavior that this is still going on in this country. Unbelievable to see that something can be so damaging, and here they are just pushing it. What does Daniel Andrews know about vaccine damage? Well, you know what happens to a child's body, how a child can react after a vaccine is injected into it. I mean, this guy knows nothing, and here he is pushing it for under 5-year-olds for free. So that was a really incredible thing.
And as we know, it's not for free. The Australian public pays.
Of course.
Not only do they pay once, they pay again when the child gets sick, and then when the child has autoimmune issues, and then when the child gets arthritis, and so it goes, you know. What most people don't understand about with flu vaccines is they're created in egg, and people have to question why we have an epidemic of egg allergies and other allergies. And the recombinant vaccines, which is what a flu vaccine is, recombinant means it's remade. So what they do is they get this strain of flu and this planet's strain of flu, and if the flu strain that they want to put in the vaccine doesn't take, they effectively create it with other strains. So they're in a science lab mixing and playing God and mixing all these strains of flu together to create the strain that they want to put in a flu vaccine. That is what a recombinant vaccine is. Now, my question is, and something that nobody to date can answer, is how do we know that that's not mutating and causing more disease? How do you know when you jab that recombinant mixture of, even though it's dead, of dead viruses in a body, how do we know how that responds? And why do we now have epidemics of flu? I mean, people have to start logically questioning why we have things happening in our society, you know, and why do we have, why all of a sudden is whooping cough an issue, you know, when it hasn't been. So, and today I explained the vaccine isn't working anymore, you know, or it probably never did, but the vaccine's not working. It doesn't stop the transmission of disease. People recently vaccinated can harbour the disease in their throat and unknowingly spread it. The vaccine's essentially not working, and they knew that. Senator Claire Moore at the Senate inquiry for No Jab, No Pay, she said to me it doesn't work. They know it doesn't work, and yet they're still pushing these drugs that don't work onto the unsuspecting public. Now, all this needs to be exposed, and people need to know the truth, and people need to have fully informed consent when they are vaccinated, and at the moment that's just not happening. So with rallies like we've got happening next weekend, that's what we want to talk about. That's what we want to say. Hang on a minute. We want fully informed consent. We want an inquiry into the necessity of the vaccinations and the schedule. We want an inquiry into the necessity of aluminium adjuvants and any other adjuvant in a vaccine. Why are we still doing archaic jabs? Like, why haven't we moved on to bigger and better? And I'll tell you why, because it's cheap. And nobody's questioning the current method and the current way of making vaccines. If nobody questions it, there's going to be no advancement in vaccines anyway. And so my other thing is to people is, don't you want better vaccines? Like, seriously, if everyone just goes, oh, you know, just jab me with that old shit that's been around for 100 years with all those adjuvants, nobody's going to change anything because they don't have to. And it's cost effective for them at the moment. They don't have to pay for extra research, da 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 da. So it's in everybody's best interest to start questioning everything, and particularly vaccines and what's happening in the vaccine industry and the increase in the schedule. So for me, Adam, I just hope everyone awakens. I hope that they all come and unite with us and at the rally. And just so that you know, I am in the process of organising national rallies in October. So that's the next project that I'll be, well, myself and others will be working on to bring Australia together and hopefully with the world. So with this group chat that I'm on with international people, I put it out to them. I said, okay, guys, let's do a united global rally in October, and that should get everyone, like, that's 5 months away. We've got plenty of time to get organized and coordinated, and let's really smash and show the world that people are going to stand up for their freedom of rights and their freedoms of choice. So, you know, hopefully it all comes together.
Yeah, and just to back you up there on the pertussis infections and vaccine, I think it was last year in my local papers, they were just around Northern Beaches, Sydney, they were pushing a third booster for whooping cough vaccine. And I have this remarkable study up in front of me now from CDC. It's actually on the CDC website. It was incredible. A study done in Israel, pertussis infection in fully vaccinated children in daycare centres. They went and investigated nearly 50 fully vaccinated children. I've put this up many times. And in the conclusions, it talks about how the vaccine is waning very quickly, offering hardly any protection. And it says here infection in vaccinated person causes non-specific symptoms. Vaccinated adolescents and adults may serve as reservoirs for silent infection and become potential transmitters to unprotected infants. And again, here it says, recently vaccinated children may serve as reservoirs and potential transmitters of infection, and they're talking especially to newborns.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, so here's a failed vaccine that's highly dangerous, and people who are getting it are actually carrying almost a weaponized form of it without even knowing, as you said, in the back of their throats and infecting infants. But the anti-vaccination people like us, who have completely healthy families, are copping the blame from the media. And it's an amazing thing. But that is beyond a failed vaccine. It's not only dangerous and failed, but it's this is a shocking admission from the CDCs themselves that people are carrying this around and infecting people, and they don't even know they could carry it into adulthood as well. So a really stark warning there for people. What's really going on? But as I said, yeah, last year I saw that in my local papers. They were normalizing a third booster shot for a failed vaccine. And you know, is there going to be a fourth and a fifth and a tenth?
Well, no, honey, there is. You've got pregnancy. You've got 2, 4, 6 months. 18 months age 4. You've got 6 doses of pertussis, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis.
Pregnant women.
Women are getting vaccinated.
That's diabolical. That's
along with the flu demented vaccine.
That's horrific.
Well, pregnant women can't even eat soft cheese and ham, and here they are injecting disease and toxins into them. I mean, we are seriously in a world that has gone nuts. The necessity of pregnant women to have a tetanus shot, like, seriously? Like, what's the baby going to stand on a needle when they come out of the womb? I mean, the necessity of all these drugs is just out of control. Like, it's unnecessary, totally unnecessary.
It's it's insane. We've got a couple of minutes left. But a friend of mine sent me this, and I can't verify this one. I did put it up on Facebook and it was very popular. He claimed that he was looking into the changing of the New South Wales Health Act to incorporate the new no jab laws. So basically, New South Wales, the government changed our health act to incorporate these new criminal laws for no jab, no play. And he took this snippet out of it, and it says here, as this is a public health issue, the government has determined that whilst parents have the right to decide to not vaccinate their children, if they are doing so as a vaccination objector, their decision will mean they are no longer eligible for government financial assistance. So if you think about what that says, it doesn't make any sense. And you can see that this whole thing, I think if you could go in there and take it apart and look at what they've done and what they've crammed in so quickly, looking at no jab, only would it not make any sense, you would see that it's absolutely, utterly criminal. And I think that's why they're trying to cover their asses. And I think as they become more desperate to protect what they've done, you get these more drastic measures in regards to our laws and the law changes. And I think that's only going to be a downward spiral for them. Indeed, but you know, when you hear something like that, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, if you don't vaccinate, of course you're a vaccination objector.
Yeah, that's right. But I think in the future, and this is again where people have to think about, we are going to be treated as criminal, as negligent parents, and that's how they're trying to portray us, and they're trying to portray us as bad parents. And it's where the arena that we're stepping into in the future is quite scary. So again, I just say to people, let's just stop it now, right? Let's expose this for what it is, unite and stop it, so that we don't have to protect ourselves in the future. It's out of control. We can see that this is a slippery slope, and the government have a very, very clear agenda to jab as many people as often as they can, and they're going to coerce, intimidate and bully you into doing it. They're going to incite fear and hate and cause segregation and discriminate to achieve their agenda. I mean, that is just so clear. So, you know, Adam, I wish you were coming to the rally. I did invite you, and but unfortunately you can't come, but it would have been amazing to have you. Maybe the next one.
Trying to help down here in Sydney town, way, way away.
Yeah.
I hardly have time to breathe in the day. That's what people forget. You know, we're parents and we've got our normal lives and we're doing this on top of everything as well, and we shouldn't really have to.
Well, that's right.
You know, it's insane that it's got this far, but, you know, and I would say to young people who think they don't want to have children or think that this doesn't matter, well, do you want to live in a future where you might not be able to have children?
Yeah,
selective breeding? Have you seen the movie Gattaca? You don't want to grow up in a future where government and big pharmaceutical companies have complete domination and control of your health and your children's health, and they have the final say. I can't believe that, I really want as many people to get on board as possible. And I think you're right there before what you were saying about the government in panic, because I think with social media and websites and what we're doing in Australia now, we have a movement that we haven't seen before, and it's grown so fast. It's just getting so big. It's spilling out now. And I think we're able to get so much important information to everyday people in this country. And I know that's what Mr. Greg Hunt doesn't want. He doesn't want average mums and dads who are on the fence about vaccines. They might be pregnant or planning on having a baby or whatever it may be, and that's their right to get the other side of the argument here. And this information is getting to people now so rapidly it comes in. There's a lot coming from the US and other countries in Europe, and of course Australia, and we have a great network here in Australia of people who care about this like yourself and want to end this, because it's getting out of control, as you said. So this is a very, very important event. And I said to General Maddox, Lee Maddox, he does Real News Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Lee's a great guy and works hard up there. I said, you guys in Brisbane, you're very, very passionate. You seem to get a lot of people involved in these events up there, which is, it's really good, and I think it's a very fitting place that this is happening. Is this a one day event in itself, and is that it for Australia?
Look, the International Revolution for Choice, as I said earlier, Brisbane is just representing Australia at this point in time. It was sort of too short to organise, I think, you know, national rallies, so I just thought for a start, I knew that we could pull it off up here, and I knew that Brisbane, it is a really active area, so I knew that we could get the people. So I thought for this particular one, probably best just to do one. But like I said, we are working towards national rallies in October, and I'll be fully driving that with the help of, you know, people all around Australia. So I think everyone just has to watch out for the next upcoming rallies. We do have some other amazing events coming up, which I can't discuss at this minute, but we do have a lot of things in the pipeline. So that Australian government, just let's watch them tumble and fall and grovel, hey, because they're really unprepared. They're way out of their league in the sense of with the lies and the rubbish that they're telling everyone. So it's time to expose them, and they're, you know, with the, all the people that we have in around Australia and with all the work that's been everyone's doing, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. So I am really proud of those that are doing the work, and I can see that it is becoming more and more and more powerful, and the information that we're gathering is just undeniable. So, yeah, so it's really exciting. Just if everyone could get on board, that is going to make everyone else's life so much easier. And let's just stop it. Let's stop it now.
I hope the Australian media and News Corp media, well, they don't seem to care, but I hope they understand that a time is going to come where they're going to have to face this, and they're going to have to start reporting properly.
Yeah.
They're really going to have to, because the name-calling and the ridiculous behaviour isn't, no one's buying it anymore.
No.
And I think you're going to see them start to turn around and having to cover these kinds of events and cover this side of the story.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they're going to go for. They seem to be very stubborn and arrogant, so I'm watching that as well. But as things change and this progresses and takes form and shape and grows, they're going to have to, because that's what they're there for. They're supposed to be there to report for the people, not push an agenda for pharmaceutical companies. And at the moment, that's what they're doing. They're not reporting for the people. They're not independent or non-biased or in the middle where they're looking at both sides. They're acting like crazy lunatics on the side of big pharmaceutical interests. And this is setting off red alarms all over the place for many people.
Which is great.
Thanks a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, the more they bully, intimidate and name call and that sort of thing, the more they look so pathetic.
It does.
And the same with the government. And all that's doing is pushing more people our way. And every day I'm contacted by somebody wanting to be put into our networks to meet other like-minded people. I mean, the media essentially are going to – look, they're all going to create their own demise as far as I see it. But in the meantime, a lot of people are going to get hurt. A lot of people are going to get damaged. And, you know, that breaks my heart when I can see that there's things that we could and should be doing and we're not, and we're just letting this happen. So, but the change is going to happen without a doubt. And like I said, I'm really proud of those that are doing great things. And oh, it's just amazing when you meet your tribe and you're connecting in a room and you've got all these powerful people and strong and just the fact that people can stand in their own truth and their own conviction, to me, is just, you are a true, you know, powerful being, you know, and there's nothing more than what I like seeing in people is that, you know, I'm proud of that. These people, these journalists that are out there and the politicians that are selling their souls, you know, they're weak and gutless. You can see that in them, you know.
Oh, God.
And they're soulless or they're selling their souls. And when I speak to the media, when I do get the opportunity, I do speak from the heart all the time, and I think we all should. And I say to them, I trust that you are going to represent me in a true and honest way. And if everyone did that with everyone, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in, because we would be respecting and have compassion for each other. So these people, when they look back on their lives, they're going to be disgusted with themselves, without a doubt. They're going to have a lot to answer for.
No shame. Some of them look hypnotized. It's just creepy to the max.
Yes, it certainly is. We've got all sorts. And look, there's too many drugs, you know, pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, we're numbing down people left, right and centre. I mean, I believe that that's part of the vaccination schedule as well. You know, the more drugs people are on, the sicker they are, the less they can't think. You know, they're lethargic. Yeah,
I've seen individuals lately through their work who have had flu shots, and I'm not just saying this, like seriously, honestly, I've seen them. I don't say much, but they're sick as a dog. They're so sick. I see these, some families with kids who who are vaxxed and having flu shots, and they're continuously sick with so many different problems. And the it's like this vicious cycle where they get a little bit better and then they roll back into this coughing and sickness, and then they just get put on antibiotics, and it's
the vicious cycle.
And the parents are clueless as to why all this is happening. You know, it's amazing, but I have seen people lately who are saying with their offices or their jobs they've got to get that flu jab, and everyone's getting sick, and I'm like, 2 + 2 = 2 + 2 =
I know.
Anyway,
but hey, look, we can only do what we can do at the moment.
Oh my God.
And everyone's going to walk their own journey, but at the end of the day, I think we've got a duty to humanity to speak out and to do what we're doing, and so that's, you know, that's how I see it. But we can't save everyone, you know, and people, that's freedom of choice. If they want to go jab themselves and their kids and their mothers and aunties and eat Roundup and pesticides and chemicals and do whatever they want to do, you know, I can't stop them. But having said that, I want to have that choice. You know, if I want my clean food and clean water and no pharmaceuticals, well, then so be it. And that's my choice.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, your health of your body and your children, you know, their health of your family, it's the most precious precious gift, and so important in this life. So it's something we need to preserve and protect at all costs. People are really got to get their backs up here because it's your health. It's your rights, you know. You got to protect this at all costs. So we'll see. Hopefully this is an amazing event. I'm on your page now, Alona Lahn. That's AlonaLahn on Facebook. For our followers who are on Facebook, they can go over there and just message you or whatever. And so it says here, see you at the International Revolution for Choice gathering in Brisbane, Australia, June 2nd, 2 p.m. at Queen's Park Gardens outside the casino. That's where it is. If people aren't on Facebook, can they contact you via an email address?
Yeah. Look, I also have my public page, Alona Fit Parent Network, so people can also contact me by that. But my email address is Alona, A-L-L-O-N-A, at Alona. .com.au. So that's my email address, but you've got both pages as well. So, so we'll hopefully see everyone at the International Revolution for Choice. Time to unite, guys. Time to stand up and protect and speak out.
Anyone filming at this event for a Facebook Live or anything like that?
Yeah, look, I haven't actually organised who is going to do that, Adam, but yes, there will be Facebook Lives. Either look out on my page, Alona Fit Parent Network, or click, and if you go onto my page, the pinned post or the event is the rally or the gathering, and so through that you'll be able to find out who's actually going to Facebook Live it. So we might even Facebook Live from the event.
Fantastic. I hope to see the media also say something about this. I don't want to hear crickets and tumbleweeds, but hopefully it's a great event. I think it will be. Will be.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. I've got an investigative journalist filming, and I've got some other things happening. So, look, regardless, we'll just make it good and we'll make it happen, and it will be out there in the public domain.
Fantastic. You're doing an incredible job. Godspeed. And I hope this is an amazing event. And it should be a fantastic day for everybody involved. Keep us posted. And we will chat again after the event sometime. I'll let you know. And we will continue.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Thanks for your time. And thanks to all your audience and everyone that's listening. That's great. We'll see you next time.
Great work.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Take care.